Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Tom Roach, who heads the Department of Communications and Creative Arts at Purdue Northwest. I think this is our first visit together, Tom, isn't it?
It is. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm glad to have you. I know that Purdue has always been associated more with sciences and engineering and not the arts. However, Purdue Northwest has been establishing itself as a player in the arts for the last number of years now.
Yeah, since Tom Keehan got here as chancellor about 5 years ago, we've broken out of that mold, and we're now trying to position ourselves as more of a metropolitan university where we're offering a full range of classes and college experiences, including sports and theater and art and music and all of that. So we're trying to be the full service university right now.
I know I'm friends with Judy, who has been for many years responsible for putting that fantastic sculpture on the campus in Westville.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And now she's doing that in Hammond as well.
Yeah, I think Judy was the best part of the merger because she had all of this artwork that was in storage. And it just flooded onto the Hammond campus, and we're a much more beautiful site right now because of that. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. She, I've known her for almost 20 years, I would say, and she's on our Regional Arts Council. It's great to have, somebody from Purdue involved in that way.
Sure.
Trish Hales has long
of course,
been on,
yeah. Trish is in my department.
Yeah. So, okay, one of the things that you have going on is an art gallery, a standalone gallery on Kennedy Avenue.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. It's called the Chess Gallery, and that's because our college at Purdue Northwest is the College of Humanities and Social Education and Social Sciences, and so, you know, that's our acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Gallery's been there going on 2 years. And we're doing shows of student work, also faculty shows, and we're also taking submissions from people in the community as well. And we're hoping to do a high school student show sometime after after January 1st.
Mm-hmm. It's a handsome gallery. It's a handsome space.
It is, isn't it? It's just all glass at the front, and it filters through. And we've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other gallery that's next door has multiple tenants, I believe.
Well,
I can't think of
Jocelyn Galagas set up a gallery next door. And then once we moved in and put our gallery in, she turned that space over to someone who's running it started out as a coffee shop. I'm not sure what it is right now, but it's a small little restaurant gathering place, and it's been very popular.
It gives people more to do, though.
Yeah.
In that area. So you yourself, you're a photographer.
Yes. My uncle told me once I was going to be a jack of all trades and master of none. And so I paint and do photography, but I'm not the expert on those things.
Have you been at Purdue Northwest for a long time?
Yeah, I think it's my 31st year.
Oh, well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you've had a career there.
Yes, I did. Yeah, my PhD's in rhetorical theory. Yeah.
Rhetorical theory sounds like something that scares me.
It's kind of scary. It's Aristotle and stuff. But, they didn't hire me to do the art stuff, but, that was sort of always my hobby and my interest throughout my career. Even when I was getting my degrees, I was taking art classes when I could.
So you're over the theater and other all kinds of performing arts?
Yes, yeah.
Activities.
That's all those classes are taught through our department, and we sponsor most of the events. English department is also a little bit involved in theater right now, and they're going to be doing more of that. So we're going to have a lot of theater, actually.
And where is it presented?
Well, on the Westville campus, they're involved with the Michigan City groups, and they do things in Michigan City. I'm not sure what the locations are. I'm not as familiar with that area.
Mm-hmm.
At the Hammond campus, we're doing our big productions in Alumni Hall, and then we do small productions in the YGN Theater, which is next to Alumni Hall, and it seats about 75.
Mm-hmm. And you have an art and photography summer class coming up in Paris.
I do, yeah. I get to go on that one.
This is not a Purdue thing. I don't associate all of this. This is fantastic.
We've got Purdue has tons of study abroad stuff going on in the summers. This is just one of many. Ours was one of my art teachers set it up and then decided she didn't want to go. And so I said, well, I'm not going to cancel this. I'll take them. And I went over with four students the first year. And the second year we had 11. And last year we had 10 again.
And that it's, like,
you know, we go to the Louvre three times and, you know, D'Orsay and all of the, you know, all the great museums, the Picasso Museum, yeah. Orange.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being here. And please come again to tell us what's going on at the Chess Gallery and elsewhere on campus, both campuses. And good luck with
it. Yeah, thanks for having me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.